We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On a Thursday, thanks so much for being here. We have got a Twitter poll question. The date today is April 11th, which means you got 4 days left to file your taxes. Have you done so? Jamie Monticelli, have you filed your taxes?
I have, yes. Checks have been sent. I had to file paper file in Kansas, which is dumb.
What?
I don't know why. What? I just do what I'm told.
Okay.
With this kind. I have people, and they tell me what to do when I do it.
Yeah.
So, yes, everything is done.
You pay them money. They tell you what to do.
And I hate it.
And you probably
I generally hate it.
And you write more anyway.
It never goes well for me.
Chris Minders on the other side. It is April the 11th. Have you filed your taxes?
No.
What are you waiting for?
Well, the show's already changing from what I thought it was going to be.
That's one area that I'm not proud of. I know, I believe I filed my 2018 tax return in November.
Oh my.
What?
Well, no, you're doing your 2018 return right now.
Okay, my 2017.
Okay.
Then.
So do you file the extension or are you just late?
I pay the $22 late fee.
Why?
It's my little rebellion against paying taxes.
You're rebelling.
Do you and your wife file together?
No.
Really?
Has she filed?
She probably already has.
So your protest against the government
is giving them more money.
Is giving them 22 extra bucks, man. Yep.
I make them fight for it for like 9 months and then I'll give it to them.
Yeah, that's strategery, my friend.
I have questions.
See if it pays off.
You seem, Chris, are you... Perhaps I don't know you as well as I'd like to think. This doesn't fit with what I know about you, okay?
Okay.
Because old soul Chris Minders, 32 going on 75,
yeah.
To me would be the kind of person that would have had your income taxes filed like February 1st.
Oh,
like
no.
The day after forms came out.
Oh, W-2s no, no. are out. Let's yeah. get that done.
You know, super organized, mm-hmm. budget to the penny.
I love budgeting.
Me too. And that's partially why,
nerds.
Because I want to know how things go for the year.
Yeah.
That's why I do, like, I want to know how much money I've got to pay, so because I always have to pay. I always have
yeah.
to pay a ton.
I've had a 20-year plan since I was 12 years old.
Okay, I've not had that. No, I don't do that.
I'm at the end of that 20-year plan now, so I need to make a new one.
No.
So that's what I've been doing the past
I don't
few
do that.
Years.
Mine's all about making sure I have money to travel. That's the entire purpose of my budget for the year, is mm-hmm. to make sure there's money there to go where I want to go. So no, I don't have the 20-year plan. But you don't, this doesn't make sense to me with the image that I have.
Yeah.
So no, not.
When it comes to especially income taxes, they will have to fight tooth and nail, and I need to be forced to do it. And I'm willing to pay a nominal fee to have them fight for that.
Is it that, or are you a little bit of a space cadet about it?
Probably 50-50.
Yeah, I feel like it's more... I feel like it's more maybe like everyone's got that little part of their lives where something's got to give. Like for me, I keep a really clean house, but a really messy car because something's got to give.
All right.
Is it for you? Is it that thing that just, that's the thing that you just can't get
yeah,
done?
There's some things that I can do very well for other people. Like if you tell me like, hey, if I can file your taxes, I love to do that. But doing it for myself, I just can't do it.
Your taxes can't be that complicated.
Right.
They're not.
You're not married. You don't have any kids yet.
No.
You're a homeowner?
I am a homeowner.
You're a homeowner.
But that's not even that complicated.
No, my wife takes all that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So it's not even...
You only really
file... It literally takes me like 35 minutes on taxact.com.
And you literally file this job only, right? Like, do you...
Do you do
yeah.
it? Well,
no, this is the only thing that I file.
All your other...
Everything else is
everything
under the
else
table.
Is under the table. Uncle Sam doesn't know about it.
Shh. Don't tell anyone.
And still... Like you're basically a single man with
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah. For tax purposes, you are a single man.
I could be done like January 30th and it'd be solid, but...
Like if you started now, you could be done by the time LaVoy does the news at
you
the bottom
probably.
Of the hour.
You could do it during commercial breaks today.
But it'll be lucky if I get it done before summer.
But damn the man, and you're going to pay 22
it's
extra
it's
bucks.
It's my one little way to fight. They're going to spend money to get my money.
Please tell me you at least are good about filing the extension.
Oh, no.
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 Don't you have to file? I've never filed for an extension.
Here's the thing that I found out.
If you'd file the extension, you don't have to pay the late fee.
Oh, yeah. That's how it works. Okay.
That's his the real irony of his protest is he pays more.
Yes.
I want them to fight and have to work harder to get my measly tax dollars.
But they're not fighting at all. Uh-uh. I mean, eventually you're just going to be charged with tax evasion.
I mean, I'm never going to go more than a year without paying.
I mean, that's how Capone got brought down.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
All right. I mean.
But I'm not intentionally hiding anything. And if they come asking for it, like, yeah, here's what I made. Here's a little money.
For the record, by the way, they're not fighting to get your measly tax dollars or tax return filed. On the 15th at midnight, I'm guessing a computer program takes over and your name gets added to a list without a person even lifting a finger.
Probably, but they've got to send out a dozen letters to me.
That's a computer doing that too.
We're wasting 12 envelopes, 12 stamps, 12 pieces of paper.
You're paying for those envelopes, pieces of paper, and stamps. You know that, right?
I know.
Dude, there are other ways to rebel against the government that are more effective.
But this one doesn't take much effort.
Does that hurt your credit score? If you don't,
that's a very good question.
Does not paying your taxes hurt your credit score?
Weirdly good credit score.
Okay,
that does not surprise me that you have a very good credit score.
Good
that
credit
makes sense.
Score. You're a homeowner. You're a married guy. You're a responsible guy, and you don't file your taxes on time. That's a conundrum.
Does anybody know that 22980? Does anybody know if you don't? And I would assume there may be a difference between if you file for the extension or not. Does that hurt your credit score if you don't? And at what point would it? I would assume, I don't know how this works because I've never had this problem. But if it goes to collection, at that point, it would affect your credit score. But if you avoid paying taxes, I don't think that goes to collection. I think eventually the law comes after you, not the collection agency. And so that affects your criminal record, but not your credit score.
I need a tax person.
I'll make sure I avoid the criminal. I believe you only go to prison if you willfully hide income. If you forget, there's people that have not filed for 7-8 years, like, oh, I forgot, and they just have to pay a bunch of fines and fees and whatnot.
And so you're just okay with just like, oh, well, the worst that's going to happen is eventually
With the little amount that I make right now, the fees are small enough that it's like, eh.
But that's still money you're throwing away in fees.
Credit.com writes, owing the IRS a big tax bill come April 15th doesn't automatically affect your credit score, but when and how you choose to pay your taxes can. Unpaid taxes especially can take a toll on your credit if they go unpaid long enough. So if you don't pay, your credit can get dinged.
As soon as I file, I pay or get the money back, but it's always within the year.
Do you normally have to pay the government, or do you get a refund? I assume you have to pay then.
I usually get about anywhere between $300 and $500 back.
Wait a minute. Okay, stop.
That's going down, by the way,
thanks to the new
Republican tax plan. Just so you know that you will owe this year.
You get a refund.
So do I.
And you pay yours on time. He's different.
it's true.
You're not a part of this.
Never mind.
This isn't about you. You get a refund.
Yes.
And you don't pay the money.
Because I make so little money.
But you're still getting a refund and you are paying $22, cutting into the refund you would get. If you had to pay, I would understand. I wouldn't understand, but I would get it a little bit if you were avoiding paying. But you are avoiding. So
I'm
you're sticking it to the man
stand.
By saying, here, tax man, you get to keep more of my money that you owe me for a while.
Yeah. It doesn't make logic sense. It just makes me feel good.
It shouldn't make you feel good. It's not accomplishing what you want it to. Yay, we don't have to give him his refund for a while.
Let me see if I can file by the deadline this year.
See if you can do it.
See if you can file by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, see if you can file by the end of the show.
That's overwhelming, but okay.
We put a lot on you for 4 hours. Let's just add your taxes on top
of it. Do you want one of us to do it? We could sit here probably and do it for you.
You want us to do that, Chris?
Why not?
Sure, we can do that.
I can just give all the information right now. We can just file it in right now.
Just give it to us over the air.
Sure.
Your bank account.
Well, I was going to suggest email, or the Facebook thread or something.
It's faster. I'll get a pen. We'll just write it down.
What's our poll at so far?
By the way, our poll question, which spawned all of this, have you filed your taxes yet? Jamie has. I have. Chris has not. 80-20 yes. 80-20. So 20% of those that have voted on Twitter so far.
20% of people still have not filed Vote. What are you waiting for?
Vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
This weekend. Those are the people that looked at the calendar on January 1st and said, oh, April 15th is on a Monday. I don't have to do my taxes until that weekend.
You people Christmas shop on Christmas Eve.
Those are also the people that probably have simpler returns that don't need an accountant or anyone else. Yep. Those are the people that are just doing it themselves that are going to be doing it at 10 o'clock at night on Monday.
We'll be rushing to the post office to go drop it off
e-file,
or whatever.
Just e-file. You get your money faster.
A lot of people don't like to do that e-filing.
That's
stuff.
So dumb.
A lot of people don't like to do that e-filing.
My accountant just e-files for me. Right. And then I just get the email that says, hey, it's done.
When you go to your tax guy, they're actually doing what you could do at home. And we pay for a tax guy because it's, you know, two of us and a house, and next year we'll have a baby and all that jazz. And living in Missouri for a time. And
that's how I was too,
Living in Kansas for part of last year. We have him do it. I probably couldn't pull it off. Next year, though, it's just living in Kansas as homeowners with a baby.
Yeah,
we might
probably simple.
We might be able to file on our own. We might be able to.
Yeah, I do it because I have an accountant do it because I have another source of income and do enough work outside the building. And yes, lived in two states last year and
the city tax.
And she thinks of things I don't think of. I mean, she sends me the big booklet of things and I've gone to her for long enough that she knows my life and will ask about things about my life that wouldn't have occurred to me. And to me, it's totally worth paying her to have her do it. Maybe I won't always need to, but this year it was just easier to have her do it. Get on it, people.
Yeah, get your
tax day's Monday.
Let's go, Chris.
I'll get on that.
I don't believe you. Monday.
I think by August you might have your
I'm going to try to get it done today by the end of the show.
What do you do when you leave here?
That's a good question. Like, what are you so busy with? It's not that he's so busy.
He's procrastinating.
It's the I'm sticking it to the man.
That's right.
Letting him keep my refund.
But then your guy is in office.
Well,
guy is in office and your party, it's your party's tax plan, Chris.
Hey, I don't follow people. I just vote for the government needs to take less taxes overall. They got enough money.
Yeah, by the way, if you believe that crap, check out Chris's Facebook page. He will not believe any of that garbage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.